Hey guys, welcome to the number 90 ever episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. I am Chase Coburn, and today we are back with another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. Today I'll be recapping last night's game between the Wizards and the Hornets and previewing the game tonight coming up with the Washington Wizards taking on the Miami Heat in South Beach. Hope you guys do enjoy this episode. If you do, subscribe, I will share a view. We already hit 810 views, so you guys will get two episodes of Wiz Talk with Chase on November 26th. If we hit 1,810 views by Thanksgiving, you guys are going to get two episodes of Wiz Talk with Chase on November 27th as well. But yeah, obviously, I mean, that will be a tough goal to hit. We still need a good amount, really around 120. So I know we can hit that mark. I just want to let you know, I posted part two of my Justin Kutcher interview. Most of you guys have listened to part one. If you haven't listened to part one, please check that out. If you haven't listened to part two, please check that out. I know Justin, you're a really nice guy to talk to. Just really, really fun guy to talk to. You know, you gave a lot of great insights. Part one is more about the Wizards, and part two is more about broadcasting and the social media aspect of the sports broadcasting. So part one, part two, please check both sides out. I would really appreciate it. And again, let's hit 1,810 views by Thanksgiving so we can get two episodes of Wiz Talk with Chase on November 27th. And let's get into this recap, though, immediately. And the thing with the Wizards last night was one thing and one thing only. They couldn't shoot the ball. They shot. Just keep waiting. 19% from three. 19%. And this is something that is bad because Denny Avdija once again had a good game, but he was a minus 10. Had 11 rebounds, good, he had a block. He was still good on defense. He was playing tight Denny Avdija, but when they really needed him scoring offense, he couldn't really produce anything. And we look at plus minus for this was, I mean, all 15 players that dressed for a game played. They all played. So, I'm sorry, the 13 that dressed for the Wizards. So, when you say, they started a shot. They never had a shot to win. When you shot that inefficient, when you have a player like Kyle Kuzma starting on your team who has a minus 14, a turnover, shoots 2 of 12 from the field, and 1 of 8 from 3, it's really rare for you to win the game when your starting power forward does that. And just the shooting, no one could put up a positive plus-minus on this Wizards team. 4 out of the 13 players put up a positive plus-minus, and guess what? You won't be surprised by this statement. 4 of them didn't play even 2 minutes. I mean, I'm sorry, 3 out of the 4 didn't even play 2 minutes. So, that was just basically the end of the game. And I have never seen the Wizards play this bad of a basketball game in a long time. I mean this season. Like, this is the worst basketball game of the entire year. And I don't think in a regular season game I've seen the Wizards play this bad since early March. I mean, that was last season. I mean, that was a long time ago. Daniel Gafford wasn't even on the Wizards in early March. I mean, that explains a lot. Daniel Gafford wasn't even on the Wizards in early March. And that's the last time I've really seen them play a bad basketball game. It was awful. They were not able to generate anything. And I know Daniel Gafford, amazing in the first quarter. Shot 75% from the field this game. 40% from the free throw line. It wasn't good. He had 20 points, 9 rebounds, an assist, 2 steals, a block. What could possibly go wrong? Oh, wait, he's a minus 2, so he has a negative plus minus. Oh, wait, oh, yeah, what was the other thing? Oh, yeah, he basically blew the basketball game. So he caused a point for the Wizards, which it would have been a totally different game at that point. It was a momentum changer for the Wizards. He got a technical foul, which ended up being basically a free point because they needed LaMelo Ball to make a free throw. LaMelo Ball is making a free throw. So a lot of his free throw. So Daniel Gafford did that. He also was costly on the defensive side of the ball, was not getting rebounds, was turning the ball over. Daniel Gafford was awful in the fourth quarter. And Daniel Gafford has some improving to do. He knows that they signed him to a 3 or $40 million contract. So you can't just stop there. You got to prove that you can make that next 3 or $40 million contract. And so far this season, Daniel Gafford has not proved that. And that's all I'm going to say about that. He has not proved that. And again, soon we're going to be breaking down the Wizards' steps and like guys that could be signed for contracts. And obviously, Daniel Gafford has already been signed to one. But when we look just at depth, I mean, Daniel Gafford has his starting job for one reason and one reason only. Because Montrezl Harrell does good coming off the bench. If Montrezl Harrell wasn't a player that was bench dominant, then, oh my gosh, I mean that would be an easy decision for Weston Sumpter Jr. to put Harrell in the starting lineup. So when Thomas Bryant comes back and is fully healthy, Daniel Gafford's fighting for a starting spot right now. And once he is a backup, he's fighting for a spot. He's fighting for a spot where he can get a lot of minutes playing basketball. Because you don't need three centers. And if you haven't listened to my part one, I'll check that out, but I won't spoil anything, but Justin Kutcher talked about how you don't need three centers, right? Well, the Wizards don't need three centers. And the way Daniel Gafford is playing right now, absolutely they could put Thomas Bryant in the starting lineup once he's ready, have Montrezl Harrell come off the bench, and have Daniel Gafford sit on the bench. Who obviously gets minutes, but not a lot. So, that's my thing. The Wizards have a lot to prove to do shooting the ball, and also with Daniel Gafford in general, we always do fantasy points. Reaction, I have Bradley Beal getting 50 to 55 fantasy points, got 48. I consider that a win. I have LaMelo Ball getting 35 to 40 fantasy points. He got 35. I know some people also get confused. By the way, I'm using ESPN H2H head-to-head points. If you guys don't know, I had Gordon Hayward getting 15 to 20 points. He got 10. I think that's pretty good. This was the bad one. Spencer Dinwiddie, 35 to 40. He got negative 2 fantasy points. This really hurt my fantasy team. Spencer Dinwiddie's on my fantasy team. However, I don't think anyone expected Spencer Dinwiddie to have negative fantasy points. He is out for tonight's game against Miami Heat. And Miles Bridges, I had getting 25 to 30 points. He got 34. I also consider that a win. So out of the 5 players that I predicted for fantasy points, 4 of them do good. I consider that a win, in my opinion. Actually, only one of them gets exact, but all of them were in the same realm. Or besides the Dinwiddie, 4 out of the 5 were in the same realm. One was actually correct. So I think I did pretty decent there, but, you know, considering we got a preview, we do have to move on to the preview real quick. As the Wizards take on the Heat, the first of back-to-back games against the Heat, they take them on in Miami now, and then they're going to play them in Washington, D.C. on Saturday night. But I did not see anyone that voted on our question for who's going to win the game. So, if you guys, again, those questions, that was last night's episode. You guys can't vote anymore. You guys don't get shout out. But, those questions are on Spotify, by the way. And I'll tell you guys which episode usually, when I am going to post those questions. But, we just look at the Wizards going against the Heat. A lot to break down. As always, here, there's not a big storyline, which there's not. We start off with the injury for the Wizards. Davis Bertans is out. Thomas Bryant is out. Spencer Dinwiddie is out resting for this game. Daniel Gafford, it looks like he is going to play, but he does have a sprain in his right thumb, so hopefully he is better than Rui Hachimura still out. For the Miami Heat, Dwayne Dedman will probably play, but is injured. Yeah, but Bio is probably going to play, but he is injured. Tyler Hero probably going to play, but he is injured. Caleb Martin is probably going to play, but he is injured. Markieff Morris is out, and Victor Oladipo is out. Okay, moving on to the starters. For the Wizards, it's Spencer Dinwiddie out. Their starting lineup moves to Aaron Holiday, Bradley Beal, Kadarius Caldwell-Pope, Kyle Kuzma, and Daniel Gafford for the Miami Heat's Kyle Lowry, Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler, PJ Tucker, and Dwayne Dedman. So in here, they're saying Bam Adebayo is not going to play. Let me just look at that. But I think Bam Adebayo is going to play. Again, this is what sources are saying, but to me, I think Bam Adebayo is going to play. My prediction, I have the Wizards winning 111 to 110. Starting off with my Coburn's catch, I think the Wizards will win because of their ability to shut down Miami shooting. Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, two amazing shooters, both in the Miami Heat. Again, they've been really good, but they will struggle in today's game. The Wizards do a great job of protecting the three-point shot. They didn't do that against Charlotte, and Charlotte didn't shoot that efficient either from three. But they did give up a lot of wide-open shots from that area. They don't usually do that, however. The Wizards are very tight guarding the three-point line, really force teams to beat them in the paint, and then that's where Montrezl Harrell gets involved. The Wizards are really good in that way. They're able to shut down teams' three-point game, usually, and I think they will do that against the Heat. And I also think that forcing the Heat inside will also be important if they can't shoot the ball, which they won't be able to. Forcing them inside is going to be really important because Bam Adebayo is playing with some sort of an injury, and at that point, all you got to do is shut down Jimmy Butler because Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson, two of their top players, don't do that great in the paint. And I also have to mention, I also think the Wizards will win because they're going to upgrade their shooting from last game, yesterday. Their shooting was awful, like I said. But the Wizards are going to upgrade. They upgraded their shooting in the offseason, and last night's performance didn't show that. They're going to show that they still can shoot the ball from the rim. They've been pretty good this season besides last night's game. They're going to shoot 36% or better from downtown. Because of all of these reasons, Wizards shutting down the three-point game and shooting good from the three-point, I have the Wizards getting a slight edge over the team in South Beach. Moving on to spread time, the Heat are favored by 6.5. Wizards plus 6.5, over under 206. I'm picking the Wizards. Obviously, I have the Wizards winning the game. And the over under 206, I'm picking the over on that one, as I have 221 total points. My spread, Wizards minus 1.5, Heat plus 1.5, and the over under is 215. I would pick the Miami Heat for that one, and the over under I would have just over 215. You're probably like, Chase, why do you have the Wizards favored? Because all I'm saying is these two teams, the Wizards have a slight edge of record. They're in the exact same conference. They're still playing each other. I know Spencer Dinwiddie's out, but Bam Adebayo is also playing with injury. So is Tyler Hero. So is Dwayne Dedmon. So, I don't know. I think that these two teams are really, really even. When we just look at, you know, both of these games, and we look into Fantasy Outlook, Bradley Beal, I think, is going to get 50 to 55 fantasy points. Jimmy Butler is going to get 35 to 40 fantasy points. Montrezl Harrell, 25 to 30. Tyler Hero, 10 to 15. Same with Duncan Robinson at 10 to 15. And Chase, what punctuation do you put on that percentage? Big exclamation point. Back-to-back games, exclamation points. Or only two games ever with exclamation points. 69.1% in favor of the Heat is from... I don't even know where they're getting this. I don't even know what information I'm getting this from. No shot! These teams have almost the exact same record, like I said, in the exact same conference. Washington has the edge on record. And even though Spencer Dinwiddie is out, like I said, Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero are also playing with injuries. That's way too high. I think the Wizards should have a 100% chance of winning. More like a 51-49 or a 50-50 or in favor of the Heat 51-49. Something like that. These two teams have almost the exact same record, and no one seems to understand even how good the Wizards are playing. No one still seems to understand that the Wizards are a good basketball team. And it upsets me the fact that no one can understand it. What do they not get? They're 10-4, and they've just been improving everywhere. They have amazing depth. They've been beating good basketball teams. I don't know what else they want. I don't know what they're going to need the Wizards to do until people finally consider them a good basketball team. They're an unbelievable basketball team, and they are going to beat the Miami Heat tonight. And giving the Heat almost a 70% chance of winning is way too much, in my opinion. That's way too much, in my opinion. I'm sorry, I had to rant over that because that is way too high of a percentage, again, for two teams having almost the exact same record in the exact same conference. Heat being 10-5, Wizards being 10-4, both in the Eastern Conference. Hope you guys did enjoy this episode. If you did, subscribe, follow, share, review. Sorry, I went on a rant there, but again, I had to just because of multiple reasons. I just think that's insane to give the Heat that much favoritism, of a percentage. If you guys did enjoy this episode, though, please subscribe, follow, share, review. We're on the road to 1,810 views. By Thanksgiving, then we come to the mark. If we do hit the mark, you guys get two episodes of Wiz Talk with Chase on November 27th, along because you hit 810 views by Thanksgiving already, two episodes of Wiz Talk with Chase on November 26th. Please check out part one and part two of my Justin Kutcher interview if you haven't done so already. Hope you guys enjoy the game tonight. I think the Wizards are going to win. Tell me what you guys think. And of course, as always, I'll see you next time. Peace.